Avalanche report for Monday, the 13th of January 2025. Weak layers in the old snowpack necessitate caution. Wind slabs require caution. All day it applies above the treeline considerable avalanche danger, so danger level 3, below low avalanche danger, so danger level 1. All day, above the treeline, we have a persistent weak layer problem, especially in the aspects west to north to east. Furthermore, all day, above the treeline, we have a wind slab problem, especially in the aspects west to north to east. Avalanches can be released in the weakly bonded old snow by a single winter sport participant. These avalanche-prone locations are to be found especially on steep west, north and east-facing slopes above the treeline. Caution is to be exercised in particular in areas where the snow cover is rather shallow, as well as it transitions from a shallow to a deep snowpack. Individual avalanche-prone locations are to be found also in areas close to the treeline. Whumping sounds and the formation of shooting cracks when stepping on the snowpack can indicate the danger. Avalanches can reach medium size. The fresh and older wind slabs can be released by a single winter sport participant in particular on west to north to east facing aspects. Avalanches can reach medium size in particular on shady slopes. And now the snowpack. As a consequence of a strong to storm force wind from northeasterly directions, avalanche-prone wind slabs will form in particular in gullies and bowls and behind abrupt changes in the terrain, especially in the east. The fresh and older wind slabs are lying on soft layers in particular on steep west, north and east facing slopes. Faceted weak layers exist deep in the old snowpack especially on shady slopes. We have the following danger patterns, DP.7, snow pore zones in snow-rich surrounding, DP.6, cold, loose snow and wind. The tendency for Tuesday, the 14th of January 2025 indicates a steady avalanche danger. Have a nice day and don't forget to be careful.